Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores, on the line now. What's going on, Joe?
How you guys doing this morning?
We're good. What's going on with you?
Eating your red M&Ms and drinking your soy milk.
Getting ready to head to the airport. It's interesting to hear all this Jay Cutler talk. Hopefully that'll all get settled before they get into camps and get things going, because that you don't want to go into camp with those kind of things floating around. So hopefully that'll all get done. But we'll be heading to the airport here pretty soon. Team went down last night down to Tampa. They will get there 1 hour in the building down in Tampa this afternoon, do their press conference this afternoon, and then get ready for Thursday. So looking forward to it.
You surprised AJ Ogilvie didn't make the All-SEC first team?
Not really. I think he was pretty inconsistent through the early part of conference play. Of course, he was hurt. He was sick for a while. It's not like there weren't a lot of other candidates that could get in there. So that didn't really surprise me. I thought second team was probably where he was going to land. I was really happy Jeffrey Taylor made all freshman team. I thought that was well-deserved. You know, he's been, for the most part, a very steady player throughout the year. He hadn't had a whole lot of ups and downs. He's had some big games, 23 against South Carolina. He's had a lot of great rebounding games. He's shown his explosiveness already. So I was really happy to see him get that honor.
As far as football goes, Bobby Johnson had him out on the practice field yesterday for the first day of spring ball. Any update there?
Yeah, it was good to get out there and see him. Of course, they're going to be missing some guys who are not going to take part in spring. Myron Lewis, after the shoulder surgery, is going to be out. Broderick Stewart is still out on recovery from that injury that he suffered at the end of the year. But he should be back for the summer in full speed. So you're going to miss some guys like that, Jared Hawkins, Brandon Bryant, I think John Stokes, all guys that are some veterans that are not going to be in there for various reasons with trying to recuperate from some injuries. So a lot of guys that are youngsters might get a few more opportunities than they would normally. And I know a big focus for everybody is going to be watching a couple of things. One is the quarterback situation, certainly, to see if it's going to be McKenzie Adams or Larry Smith or whoever might take over the controls, or if that will even be settled by the end of spring. It may not. And the other is to see some of these new guys coming in at receiver. Terrence Jeffers from Connecticut, Trey Herndon from Minnesota, guys that are going to get a chance and be expected to play right away. You lose a George Smith, you lose a Sean Walker. You've got to get some guys in there that can fill those molds, as well as John Cole, who was expected to play a lot last year before he got hurt. So I think those are two areas that are really going to be focused on, as well as on the defensive side, who steps in to replace DJ Moore. And Jamie Graham is going to be one of the guys that's going to get a shot at cornerback.
I was going to ask you about John Cole. Got injured in the Miami game right at the start of the season. What are the expectations of him this time
around? They like his speed. They like his ability to catch the football in traffic. He was a deep element that I think they missed last year, not having him in the lineup. They were expecting that. So they're hoping that he'll come in right away, having had a fall under him, and having had some experience, last season, to be able to step in and contribute right away, because they think they can give him a deep threat.
Joe, as far as the baseball team is concerned, they're averaging between 8 and 9 runs a game. And how about the start that sophomore first baseman Aaron Westlake is off to, hitting well over .500.
He's been unbelievable. He really has. And doing it, having to shuffle around positions a little bit, playing a lot behind the plate, doing what he has to do. And he's been very good. I spent a couple of innings over at the game yesterday. When I got to the game, it was 5-3. When I left, I think it was 11-3. And, they were on their way to a 22-4 win at Lipscomb. So, there was concern whether they were going to be able to score enough runs. And they've done that in bunches this year. Now, hopefully they save some for this coming weekend when conference play begins, because you're going to need them. Ole Miss always has a very good pitching staff. They've always got a very good offensive squad, so it's a very good test right off the bat for a young team.
So you'll join us from the beach tomorrow morning?
I will be there. I don't know if I'll be on the beach tomorrow, but we'll see. I haven't even checked what the weather's going to be, but I see it's going to be 40 here tomorrow, so it's got to be better than that, right?
Indeed. All right, Joe. That's enough.
All right.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.